Leon Grunberg is a professor at the University of Puget Sound who co-wrote the book Turbulence, Boeing and the State of American Workers. He says an 8-year contract is almost unheard of in collective bargaining.
So an 8-year duration one, which would take it till, 2024, because it wouldn't start for a couple of years, is a huge amount of time where the union essentially cannot use its most powerful bargaining tool, which is the threat of a strike.
And Grunberg says the company is asking for what he calls amazing concessions on things like retirement benefits at a time when Boeing is financially strong. The company wants to shift workers to a 401k-style retirement plan after 2016. Workers would still get any pension they've accrued up until then. Grunberg says labor leaders across the country are probably following this closely.
If a local as strong as the machinists were, with a company that's doing as reasonably well as Boeing is, if these concessions go through, then in a sense, no labor local is safe.
Of course, Boeing promises to locate assembly of the new wide-body 777 jet in the Puget Sound region, as well as the carbon fiber wing, and that means preserving thousands of jobs. In a letter, Boeing Commercial Airplanes President Ray Conner says he wants the union and company to have a long and prosperous future together. Conner says the proposal offers market-leading pay, health care, and retirement benefits, but that the company needs to take steps to keep its airplanes affordable in the face of increasing competition from Airbus. Ashley Gross, KPLU News.